Welcome to the Thought Arcade. Today we take a look at the game-changing Nintendo Switch.
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
Elijah finally got one, dude. This is crazy.
So
like, me and you just got our Switches like 2 years late, I guess. Which is great, though.
So my thing, I do have to give a personal shout out to Fal's brother, Andres, who got us the Switch for our wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
And we were originally going to get it for Christmas.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Fal said that she was going to get it for Christmas.
That's a bro move, dude. That's like a legit bro move.
I know. And so Fal immediately went out and bought Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers. So
yeah,
that was like the first game that I got. And she downloaded like an old game already on the Switch.
For real?
Yeah, she downloaded like this. It's like a fox game where you're like a fox or a wolf or something.
Okay.
Some sort of undomesticated canine. And you like bring light back into the world or something. But I think it's from like the N64 or something like that. Like it's old.
Kind of familiar, yeah. Have y'all downloaded the emulators, the Super Nintendo and the...
Not yet. I need to because I want to get
that is
some
really,
games off of that.
It's really cool, dude. It automatically comes with a bunch of stuff like from the cloud, basically. So
cool.
You just access them whenever you want.
Yeah.
For instance, this one has like... I know it has the original Super Metroid. It also has like the Donkey Kong Country... Super Mario. It's got like everything you could possibly want. Like,
yeah.
Or the original Mario Kart, the first Mario Kart.
I want to play the first. I've never played the first one.
It's so good.
So I want to play the first one and see what it really was like
back
in the day.
It's rough, but like it's just so cool to go back to these different things.
Yeah.
Kirby, Yoshi's Island, you know. Just like,
see, I want to play the Kirby series. I want to get into Kirby. Is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I remember I played Kirby had a 64 game called like Kirby Dream Land or something.
Yeah.
And I remember renting that, like from Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, and like playing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I always felt bad because like the person who rented before me had a saved game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I just go in and delete all of them.
Yeah. Sorry,
and they try to beat the game.
Yeah, for sure. They just added a Donkey Kong Country 2.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't know if they have an N64 one, though. They don't have an N64 like emulator thing.
Yeah, I don't think yet.
Yeah, but it's really cool. They have like some
original stuff.
They've
started releasing N64 game. Like, there's one that I'm definitely getting this weekend. Called Super Mario 64, which is rated as like one of the best games ever made, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And growing up with the N64, like I didn't have that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go back and play it. And I need to finish Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
you were on that for a little while.
I was.
Yeah, it has like Wario games on the OG Nintendo emulator. Uh-huh. It has like the original Donkey Kong too, like the barrels and Mario climbing up the ladders and stuff. It's got a lot of different stuff. There he is. Chris is back. Yeah, we have
something super random. Sorry about that. My power just went out.
Oh, for real? Dang.
For real, yeah. Like that everything just shut off, like the internet, cable, everything.
Sorry,
but to you sorry guys. California.
Yeah. Yo, on the 21st of September, bro, we had a power outage too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How bad was it?
It was pretty bad actually. Early in the morning, I came down and I was preparing my lunch and stuff for work, and the lights kind of flickered a little bit, like they were wanting to go out. I was just like, oh, that's weird. And then Emily told me earlier on in the afternoon that it had happened like throughout the day, like one time throughout the day, and then I guess just around like 8 o'clock, just shut down for like 15 minutes. And that was like the first time we ever like had that happen. It wasn't even, it was just barely sprinkling that day, but it was kind of weird. It was like our first little power outage.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Yeah. That's what timing, dude. Like, right when we go live, just power outage. I think that's a conspiracy right there.
It probably is.
Yeah.
They were messing around with like a lot of like the electrical stuff earlier this week.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they may have just done something incorrectly, possibly. But
our apartment is doing that too. Our apartment has so like there are two of the telegraph poles or telegraph. My God. The poles or whatever, and like two of them are kind of leaning out into the parking lot. So, jeez. And so like they had some guys out there fixing it yesterday, but my power stayed on.
That's good.
But our dog park got like quarantined.
Oh, come really? On.
Well, it's not like quarantined. It got cut off because they're trying to plant grass because there's this huge sand lot pit.
Oh, gotcha.
And I guess they don't like it.
Yeah,
but Odin loves it. That's like the only thing Odin does is play in the sand pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they went in a couple days ago, threw in a bunch of seed, and then like closed it for 2 days, opened it back up, mm-hmm. and then they roped off with like crime scene tape the sand patch, which doesn't stop anybody.
It doesn't, dude. I don't get dude. That, dude. That's what they did with our park, and I just don't understand it. I don't know yeah, the logic either. There, you know?
Like, they literally just threw, like, a bag of seed on top. It didn't do anything to it. Yeah. And, like, nothing's going to grow from that.
They did the same thing with this dog park nearby, except, it split into small dogs and big dogs, and we always go on the small dogs one. But we can't go anymore because there's a beehive at the back of it. So they locked it.
Oh, and snap.
And they want to like preserve. Obviously, they want to preserve the beehive.
Well, yeah, save the bees.
I feel like they should call someone, though, at this point to like, because there are people, I've seen people on like YouTube and stuff like safely remove like the beehives and like
Chris, just. We can just start our own bee removal company then. And we could just go out there and get the city to pay us a lot of excess money. We could go do it. Yeah,
dude, 100 bee stings at one time can kill you.
We just have to be gentle. Yeah, you have like protective suits and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay, well then yeah,
you just gotta be gentle.
I wouldn't even go find the queen.
Safely move the queen, and all the bees will just follow her. Dude.
All the videos that I've seen is this woman who does it without a suit.
Yeah.
She doesn't wear, you know who I'm talking about?
Like, I exactly know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Dude, she is I don't know how she does it, she's but she's like so a registered amazing about this.
Too. She's like licensed. I didn't know you could get a license in that stuff.
She's so gentle. She's smart when it comes to the bees.
She's so calm.
It's like a bee whisperer or something. That's crazy.
Yeah, like Caesar, except bees.
She's just like moving, like with her hand, like moving bees. It's like, I'm just looking for the queen. You know, you'll spot her when she looks like this. Oh, there's the queen. Ugh. So I'm just going to pick her up. I'm just going to gently move her into this other little cubby. All her little minions will follow. And there we go. We clean
it up. And it does. And it works. And she's like, yep. And then she moves on to the next one. I'm just like, ma'am, how did you not just get stung at all?
Dude, there was this time where my next door neighbor had a bee hive growing in the side of the house that was closest to like next door our house, and our driveway was right next to their like corner of the house where this hive was, and so they eventually got rid of it. Like, they got rid of the queen. I don't know if they killed the queen or if they removed the queen, but like 90% of these bees are gone. But that like 1% that stays there, they're like all aggravated. They're like, where the heck's the queen? Like, what are we gonna do? Like, I have no reason to live, right? So they're all pissed and they're flying around frantically. I don't see them though, cause like I was just chilling. So I'm actually just in the driveway putting windshield wiper fluid in my car. Like, it was a while back. I'm just pouring, and all of a sudden, like, these things start coming in, like, butt first and, like, stinging me in my forehead, dude. I was like, dude. And so I look like a maniac because I'm, like, running from, like, 10 stray bees that are, like, aggravating me and totally aggravated. And I'm, like, running across the street just looking like this. And, like, people are driving by, and I'm just like, I don't know. I hate bees, dude. I would never mess with them like
just
that.
Start, like, airboxing them, just.
Dude, I had to. They were, like, actually, they were, like, butt first stinging me, dude.
Super random, but you guys, because we mentioned like bee whispers, I was thinking of the dog whisperer, Caesar.
Yeah.
You know, this guy full on just like karate kicked a golden retriever on one episode.
Oh yeah, I see that one.
So he was like, it was this aggressive golden retriever, and he got bit. So he's like going up to, and Caesar always does this like most random, like awkward, uncomfortable thing to the dog.
Uh-huh.
So he's just like approaching the dog, and then he's like, he's saying something to someone, and then he looks at the dog, and then he tries to touch the dog, and the dog just goes in on his hand.
Yeah.
And he like pulls away, but the dog isn't letting go, so he just kicks the dog straight in the chest.
He does a side he does a side kick like pretty bad on him.
Jeez.
It's like, bro,
but he had to, because he was like, he was bleeding hard. All the it was just true. So random too.
I've never heard of an aggressive golden retriever. That sucks.
Oh, dude, yeah. it was pretty bad. Like, he had it under control for a little while, but then he was just like, okay, this dog is actually crazy.
We're watching my dog, your dog, or me, or something like that. It's like, it's me or the dog. That's what it's called.
It's me or the dog.
And it's like this British version of Caesar Milan.
Oh, so it's
Victoria,
like demon dogs.
Yeah, and it's like these couples are like on the verge of divorce because of their pets, and then she has to go in and like train the pet, and she does it all in like one day. And then like expects them to train the pet. But I'm like, if y'all got a dog and then you're threatening to get a divorce over the dog,
that's rough.
Just get rid of the dog.
Yeah.
Focus on yourselves.
Yeah, like a dog can just like break y'all up, dude, that's like, you got some issues.
And also, they obviously rushed into getting a dog. If they got the dog when they were together,
yeah,
then that's an issue, because y'all made that conscious decision to get a dog together.
The only episode I'll have in defense of that is this one guy like just straight up went and got a German Shepherd without telling his wife. Oh, and they already had like two Chihuahuas or something.
Oh, come on. The spot of Satan. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, see, a lot of these episodes have one. Wasn't trained in Chihuahuas, by the way.
He ate the two Chihuahuas.
those Chihuahuas hate that Shepherd, but that Shepherd was weird. Because it would eat wood. It would eat like the door frames of everything.
Oh, dude.
And the wife would just constantly bring up like how you got it without him, and like how she's leaving him and all this stuff. And I was just like, what a dick move.
Nice.
Like, tell your wife you're getting a dog.
Yeah. That's
like, before we got Odin, we talked about it for like 6 months.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And we decided on a point to get him. And then when that point arrived, when she finished her rotations and everything and got into a residency, then we got the dog.
Yeah.
Right. And then you did the research on what kind of breed you wanted.
Yeah.
If you knew what to do. Like, I don't
understand. Because I had made that mistake before, where I kind of rushed into getting a dog, where I was like, oh, I just want a dog.
Yeah.
And I realized it was a bad mistake for both me and the dog, you know. And, you know, I took him back and everything, took him back to the nice humane shelter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I learned my lesson of like, hey, this is an investment, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, people don't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like my next door neighbor, dude. They have like three dogs chained up to the floor and they just bark all day long.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad. It's just like, why even have them if you're just
it's a beautiful like Australian Shepherd.
Yeah.
This like nice chonky English bulldog and then some other little dog.
Yeah, like, it's grown now, dude. It's like it's this big old white I think it's like an American bulldog or something, like a I don't know. It looks like the dog from Homeward Bound. What's his name? It starts with the R. I forget his name.
Roscoe.
I thought it was Roscoe. It's not Roscoe.
Russell.
Something Russell. No.
Phil Russell. Russell Taylor. Russell
Chance.
Wilson.
It's Chance. It's so off. It's Chance. Yeah, it's Chance.
I have a friend who named his dog Russell Westbark.
Oh,
nice.
Pretty funny.
Dude, that's good. Nice. That's so good. That's so good. Yeah, so we were talking about the game. So Elijah's going to get that new like 3D All-Star game that has the updated it has the Mario 64. It's got like Mario Sunshine, I think, and also Galaxy, I think.
Yeah, it's called Mario Galaxy.
Yeah. So that's cool.
So it's not even it's digital, but it's also in like a physical release as well.
Yeah.
So we're getting that hopefully today. And like I this is one thing I love about the Switch that I didn't think was possible is the way that they do their backwards compatibility, and they're basically just importing these games onto the Switch, you know? And if they can do that from a code that's from, you know, the 64-bit generation, what the heck y'all doing other consoles?
Yeah,
especially
seems like
Xbox.
Every console like Xbox and PlayStation has an issue with their backwards compatibility somehow, or they like just don't do it all together.
Like the coding and the programming of the game, like, oh, it doesn't work with this thing. If Nintendo can do it, you can do it.
Anyone can.
Nintendo doesn't have, I mean, they have resources. They don't have y'all's resources.
Yeah.
Sony.
I'm talking to you, Sony.
Microsoft, who just wasted $10 billion or whatever on obtaining stuff for Elder Scrolls and
I am stoked.
Yeah.
I am stoked about that.
That's crazy.
They're not fixing it. They just bought it. That's it.
Well, no, because Elder Scrolls Online is Bethesda, and that's like the one MMO that I play online all the time. Like I would play it. I just played it yesterday. And there have been a lot of bugs and stuff like that on the game. So I feel like Microsoft will do well to kind of fix it and like update it a little bit to kind of like tweak it out. So I'm super excited about it. But also I am worried that they'll end up trying to put like a more of a pay to play sort of thing for it.
Well, not only that, it's a power move, dude, like to add on Elder Scrolls and Doom exclusively to Xbox only. Like that's a power move, dude. And that, like, for me, I'm into the new Dooms, like the Doom 1 and Doom Eternal, and I'm like, dang, now I gotta like think about getting the Xbox just to play the next Doom. And I'm like, dang, man, that's a power move.
I just don't
move.
Like that we're going back to this console exclusive gaming. That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. But it's like, just like how everything is now. Netflix, and you know, you got your HBO Max exclusives, and you got your Quibbies and all this crap, and this is
where's Quibi? Who did that? Who Quibi, made that?
I don't even know.
How does it get people like Kevin Hart's and like a? It looks like a really interesting. He's like a stunt man. It looks really cool.
It disappeared though. I don't hear anything about Quibi anymore.
Oh, I still get asked for Quibi.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna get more. Talking about an FBI agent.
That's true. They're listening
report,
right now. So.
That's true. But I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said I'm not seeing anything. I see it all the time. Dang it. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But if you're a PC gamer, luckily, a lot of the stuff are still kind of, you're able to, like some of the Xbox exclusives will still be imported to PC. And same with PlayStation 4. Most of those will be able on PC. But it's just, PlayStation has more exclusives that aren't accessed anywhere outside of like having a PlayStation, like Spider-Man, for instance.
Yeah.
And I doubt Spider-Man Miles Morales is going to be – that one is going to be released anywhere else but PlayStation. But, but having Bethesda, that's going to – I feel like that's going to bring in a lot of profits for Xbox and for Microsoft, just because Elder Scrolls is so huge. And with Elder Scrolls 6 hopefully coming out soon, within the next like year or so, like – it's gonna kill it.
Have y'all seen all the craziness with pre-ordering all the Xboxes and PlayStations? Like Xbox has been like, I think it's been total chaos ordering it from anywhere, like Target.
Well, someone, I think, so they wrote an article and put it online. I forgot the name of the website. It's like some like knockoff like GameStop type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they had their hands on an Xbox Series, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out to be just an Xbox One X.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wrote this article of like talking about it and stuff. And they're like, kind of reminds us of the Xbox One, huh? And then they just realized they got an Xbox One.
Oh my gosh, it just got wrecked.
Yeah,
it's not even out yet. Yeah. You got to pre-order, bro. Yeah.
I missed out on the pre-order for the PS5. Like that went quick.
I know it like happened overnight, and now everyone's freaking out.
I'm not freaking out as much. I mean, I'm gonna get the PS5, but I'll just have to wait a little bit longer. Like, it's not really that big of a deal because other systems. Like, I have.
I would wait. Let the first batch come out because the first batch is always bad.
Yeah, that's true.
You get all the reviews and stuff in.
It's always rough.
And then they tweak it, and then they come out with the next batch.
Yeah. So Xbox, I think Xbox also just went by quick with the pre-order too. Mm-hmm. I had one of my coworkers was able to get it, and he was like chatting me, freaking out because he wasn't able to get the PS5 at first, and so he was just saying that he's gonna. Jared was saying that he was gonna get the Xbox. Right. And he was able to finally find a place to get it. I haven't tried anywhere here in College Station. I could probably pre-order it here because I don't think students are going out of their way to pre-order a PlayStation 5. But
you've been to college, of course they are.
Yeah, that's true. That's also true.
What other games are y'all planning to get for the Switch though? Because I'm interested in a few.
I'm gonna go through like the retro stuff, like the N64. Like, I wish they would put out more N64 stuff, but I'm gonna look at the Super Nintendo stuff.
Yeah.
Or like the original Mario Kart.
Yeah, because like all of the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo emulator is all free. It's just all cloud with the online service. Yeah, it's just free, dude.
Oh, I didn't know it was free. That's even better.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that. They just don't have like an N64 emulator yet, I don't think.
Yeah. But I hope they're working on one though, because there's some like gold that I want to play.
Oh yeah, that's like classic Nintendo stuff.
And then of course, like, I think the next one we're going to get is Mario Party 37 or whatever number they're on.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. And I don't know. Like, I'm more interested in like the throwbacks and the retro gameplay.
Yeah, what the Nintendo Switch does, and like what Nintendo does in their gaming store, is that they have a lot of like indie games,
mm-hmm. yeah,
stuff like that too. So there's one that I recommend. It's a bit of a strategy game. It's called Fel Seal Arbiter Mark. That one's a good one. It's like Fire Emblem. It has like the job class system. It has like the kind of like the game board movement where you're moving squares and stuff. So it's a bit of a strategy game, and I definitely recommend that. Also, I recommend Fire Emblem. I know Val likes Fire Emblem too, because we talked about it. Yeah, I definitely recommend getting that one.
Yeah, she's
because this one is amazing.
Byleth and everything and on Smash.
Yeah, and this time she'll actually get to be like Byleth in the battlefield. So
yeah, that's legit. Yeah, the one I'm interested in is the Mario Maker. Mario Maker 2, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And it's basically just like a bunch of people just make their own Mario levels, and they're hard as hell.
Oh yeah, they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've seen these videos, and the levels I get stressed out watching them. But then watching the people go through like other people's hard levels, mm-hmm. it's awesome.
It's so crazy satisfying, dude.
The strategy they go about it, like, oh, I didn't know you could throw a shell at that and then catch it again and then throw it and then jump off of it. And then, like, what?
There's all this tech in Mario, and, like, yeah, you can have, like, and it's all ranked, like, easy to, like, super expert or whatever. And, yeah, like, some of them are just pretty chill, and that was probably where I'll chill out if I get the game. But, you know, like, you have ways to learn, like, different tech in the game, and you can, like, actually do some pretty hard stuff, and it's just satisfying to watch too. Like, I don't know.
Would you design your own stage?
And you can also design your own stage. Yeah, yeah. You can just do your own thing if you wanted to.
Hurt. I'm also interested in so the Switch doesn't have. It's not like the Wii, right? Mm-mm. Like, it has like a little bit of sensor motion, but it's not like I can go and get like a Wii. You know,
certain games do, but not all.
Elder Scrolls, like the Mario Skyrim? Party thing, you know?
Yeah, it's got that thing. Yeah.
if you get Elder Scrolls Skyrim on the Switch, it does do the sensor thing. So like, if you're going and playing and you want to like throw a sword at it or like start slashing away, you can do it with Skyrim. it does get tiring on your arms. that's more of a physical aspect of it, though.
Yeah. Like the greatest Nintendo game ever made, and this is going to trigger y'all.
Oh my God.
I know it is the Wii Sports that you got free with the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, like, that was
legit.
That's the most played Nintendo game I've ever played.
A lot of TVs were destroyed with that game, but.
Oh yeah. And like playing the baseball one, the bowling one, and then like all the different modes for the bowling one and stuff. Yeah.
The basketball or the boxing. Boxing
one was super tiring.
See, that's the thing. I'm seeing that there's a fitness boxing game on the Switch where you hold both of the Joy-Cons like this. Yeah. And then there's the Ring Fit
Adventure, that one looks weird.
Which is it's a ring that holds one of the Joy-Cons, and you hold this ring or whatever, you're doing whatever with it, and then you have like a strap on your leg that holds the other Joy-Con.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then there's Just Dance 2020. So I don't know how any of it works, but
this is still a thing.
Just Dance, dude. They have 2021 coming out early.
Oh my God.
As usual. But yeah, dude, I mean, that it's weird. I don't know how any of that works. I don't know how they, you know, do any of that, but yeah, the Wii stuff, like the Wii Fit stuff, definitely good stuff.
Like, I loved that stuff. That stuff was fun.
Yeah.
Which I like the Xbox tried with the Kinect, but the technology just, you could tell, was lacking compared to the Wii.
Yeah.
One of the cool things though is if you got, like, I forgot which Madden it was. If you got it for the Wii, like, it looked dumbed down. Like, it looked a lot scaled back. But you could, like, throw the football how you wanted to throw it.
Oh,
like, with and then you could, like, speak to the Kinect or to the Wii Bar or whatever and, like, call an audible, like, just using your voice. Because, like, audible run play or whatever. And it goes to a run play.
Dang.
Like, it was cool stuff like that. Like, I want something like that brought in to the Switch.
That would be cool. I don't know if they would focus on trying to do that just because of the fact that it's already like a hard enough concept to have a console that becomes handheld and then also is on your TV whenever, because that already takes a lot of like electronic away from it all. But that would be a cool thing, is just to have more games that like use the Joy-Cons to where you can actually do things. And like, it's not as taxing on you also.
I guess I'm still viewing the Switch as like a Wii Plus.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's completely different.
The Wii U was kind of like the Wii Plus, and it was horrible. It was like horrible design.
Yeah, I heard the review, like it wasn't worth getting.
Yeah.
Compared to, if you had the Wii, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Kind of like if you had an Xbox One, you don't need the Kinect. The Kinect was stupid.
Yeah.
The Wii Plus was... It was kind of giving you an opinion on the Switch before the Switch was even announced, because it had that little the controller was also a screen, so you could play it on the screen there or you could play it on the TV. So it's just like it's still a mirroring image, but but you're still like, you choose what you want to look at. But now with the Switch, it's a lot easier because you could just take it. It's very similar concepts. But the Switch executed. They executed a lot better with the Switch when it came out.
For real, dude. I love just playing a few games of Smash before bed or something. Like, it's just so cool to be able to do that. The other game I'm looking that I might just get for the Switch instead of everything else is that new Kingdom Hearts, the Melody of Memory game.
Yeah.
I might just get that one for the Switch, just so I can have that.
When is the release date on it? Do we know?
I think like the day after your birthday, bro, or the day of. Let me see.
Veterans Day.
November 11th.
Yeah. Dude, I have so many like games and consoles and things like that are coming around my birthday. It's already hard to figure out what I want to like treat myself with.
Treat yourself.
Game release.
Just all of it or none of it. Like, you know, like I'm just going to treat myself to everything. It's Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
November 11th, dude. I mean, that's it. Just put all the games out on. Just let us all know, and we'll all pitch in for a game or two.
Right. But Elijah, to definitely take a look at their indie game selection, just because a lot of those are like super low key games, and some of them are better than mainstream games and a lot cheaper. Like, I got a ton of games anywhere from like $5 to like $30. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously a lot cheaper than paying $60 for a game that's like a mainstream game, like Fire Emblem or something like that.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which, why did we settle on $60? Why is that the price?
Dude, I remember when it was first like $39.99, then it went up to $49.99, and then it went up to...
And why is an electronic version of this game the same price?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not buying a disc. I'm not buying the plastic around the disc.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not paying for all the logistics to get the disc to the GameStop so I can go pick it up.
That just shows how cheap the little cartons and the discs and stuff are nowadays, though, you know?
Yeah.
It just shows how cheap those things are. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Also, the Nintendo, they have a lot of sales in their store.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So do not get, because I've definitely just sat in the store for an hour looking at all the games that are on sale and just putting a bunch on my wish list.
Dang.
So watch out, because that is dangerous.
That we got was on sale. So.
Oh, the Fox one?
Yeah, it was 50% off.
Oh, geez. Yeah. See, he's already done it, dude.
It was already pretty cheap. It was like 15, but then we got it for like 8. So.
Oh, that's so legit.
You'll see a lot of those. You'll see, like, I got a game for like 7 cents once.
Nerd. It's kind of like Steam.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Exactly.
Like those like, weird, like, bundle deal days or whatever, like for me who plays a lot of Total War, and I go onto Steam and they always have sales on Total War, and they're always awkward numbers. Like, it's not 50% or 75%, it's
like 67%.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? Why not just round it? Just round it, please. Let my OCD be fixed.
Also, I just got Total War.
Which one?
PC. I forgot which one. It was from Epic Games, because Epic Games also does like the free games every Thursday or every Wednesday. They give you like 3 free games.
Yeah.
So I just went and it was one of them. So I just went and played.
Oh, I think Epic Games. So it must be it's Total War Troy Saga. So it's like a smaller version of Total War. And it's good. It's okay. I didn't get it. I don't really care much about that time period. But it's a good game. I recommend it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
$60. It's grand strategy of like managing and building a kingdom, empire, whatever. But then like you go into RTS with like the battles and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. Total War system's awesome. Like, I always say that Call of Duty 2 was the game I played most in my life. But I'm pretty sure, like, Rome Total War, the original, and then Medieval 2, and then Rome 2. I'm pretty sure I sunk in like triple digit hours into at least for each one. Yeah.
Yo, I just found a Sega Genesis Classics thing on here for $15.
Yeah. And it has like Sonic, I think, on it. Like the old Sonic.
Yeah, over
I
50
have
titles.
Sonic in the OG Sega Genesis.
Yeah, I know.
The Lion King game, I still need to get Val to play that.
Oh, dude, yes.
Like, the hardest platformer on the planet.
Oh, it's so hard.
Dude, don't y'all love just... Or Elijah, now that Elijah now has a Switch, don't you love when you're just playing on, like, the TV, and then all of a sudden you're like, I need to go to bed, but, like, I can't take my console with me. Yeah. Oh, wait.
I
have a Switch.
Oh, wait, I can.
Take it and then go lay down. Like, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, that
just
is cool.
Being able to like move it so quickly, because like I'd be playing like my PlayStation, it's like I want to play in bed, but I can't.
Yeah,
like, it's in the living room.
What's really cool about having like, because Jay also has a Switch, he was the first one to have it, and now he got me one. So I have it set up here in the loft, so I can plug it in there. I can take it out, like take it to the room, all that stuff. But then I can also go downstairs and plug it into where his Switch is, and it's like seamless transition, you know? It's like not even a big deal.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's so crazy.
I have you can find like the little bases for the TV on Amazon for like anywhere from like $20 to $30. I got like a second base, so that way I have one in the living room and then one on like my computer whenever I want to shoot it to one of my computer monitors.
That's cool.
Wow.
So that's kind of nice.
That's
it. It's so versatile is what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's easily one of the most versatile, and also playing online is super easy. And they have, like, I think they have one of the most generous online memberships to, like, play online with people compared to, like, Xbox and PlayStation.
The membership is more affordable. The online platform is crap, though.
It's not good.
I would say really? It's absolute crap.
Yeah. No, dude, like, every time I watch Daniel play online, like, it lags. Lags. Catches up lags.
I mean, Smash online is absolute garbage, dude. Like, it is.
It's super garbage.
It is absolute garbage. So we'll have to work around that. Yeah, that's the only thing. They really did a number on the online.
Like, garbage town, and then they left it in the street because garbage people don't even want to pick it up. Like, that's what garbage it is.
It's so garbage. It's garbage. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's like, it's unplayable sometimes. Like, I want to play online because the computers get to a certain point and you're just like, all right, like, I need to play against, like, real people and get better that way. But oh my gosh, it's unplayable. The lag is so bad.
That's a Daniel subtle flex to be like, well, yeah, I've beat the level 9.9 several times. I need, like, something better than this.
I mean, for real, you can figure out, like, they have kind of the computer has habits, like certain air dodges or something like that. And so it's like, I've already gotten through that already.
Well, I'm not struggling to play seven and eights.
But against the people online is just the worst.
Yeah, the online play for Nintendo overall, I've never thought was good. So with the Switch, like, I wish it would improve and, like, they would invest more time into it to resolve these issues, but I don't think they're going to.
Nah. You know, I think they did a slight update recently, but it's not even a big difference.
But what I like is that, like, it feels better playing with people on a Switch than it does, like, an Xbox or a PS PlayStation.
It did kind of bring back that, like, split screen feel. Like, whenever you used to play, like, Halo, it was like a split screen. That was nice and easy. But obviously they took that away, and now if you want to play with your friend on, like, Xbox or PlayStation, you literally have to go out and get a separate console.
Nintendo's, like, the only, like, party game friendly, like, console, really. Like, they're like the only ones that design games so that you can play with more than one person on the same screen or something, you know. It's kind of weird, but I guess that seems so true. We have Smash, we have Mario Party, we have Mario Kart, like, even
Mario Kart, all the carts,
all of them party games. And yeah, you're right, you have to play online now. Like, we're contemplating where do they get, like, Modern Warfare. So that's all $60 each, like, for each of us, basically, like, just so we can play online together one game.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Not including all the paid DLC that's with it.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah,
and the paying for the cool skins and the exclusive guns.
Yeah, we need, like, a gaming revolution where we, like, revert back to the actual things that don't, like, kill us in the wallet, you know?
I know, right?
And we can just play games with each other again.
Yeah. Dude, like, why did they step away from that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, because, like, money. We allowed it, you know, like,
I know the money.
We allowed it, kind of, you know, like, we paid for it. We were like, oh, this is really cool. Like, we don't have to go to each other's houses and whatever. And
yeah,
I'll pay an extra.
That's a great point. Everybody became so, like, so much of a homebody and, like, introvert that they were just like, I want to play with my friends, but I just don't want to leave.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, there's pros and cons to it, but, like, they're really taking advantage of the wallet, you know, like, with all that stuff. It's just like, dang,
yeah,
it's great, it's for bad. Them, but dang, man.
Yeah,
we kind of let them dictate this for us. We were just like, I mean, we like this game, so if the next game can be similar to this, then do it.
Well,
that's what Modern Warfare felt like for, like, with Advanced War, Infinite War, and all the Black Ops.
Advanced,
like, it
Infinite.
It just felt like you're getting the same game with, like, a different, slightly updated thing.
Galactic Warfare.
Yeah.
Galactic Warfare coming soon.
And it's also, for a lot of those, like, first-person shooters, you have to at least, like, you have to start playing right when that game comes out.
Mm-hmm. Or you're going to be behind. And
yeah, it's never going to be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about with Modern Warfare. But
yeah,
I'm kind of willing to go through it.
If I mean, if y'all end up getting it, then I'll probably end up getting it, and then we could all just be trashed together to start with.
Yeah.
It's nice when you're like bad at a game with people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like we could have fun with it anyway. But that's rough. That's the next thing that I'm probably gonna get. Is
I do want to get a Cold War.
Yeah, that one would have good. To get. Yeah, that yeah. one actually looks like it plays better too.
Yeah.
And so with console exclusivity, what I've just realized is like Nintendo only plays like Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm just now realizing it. Like, I can't go get Mario Kart on the Xbox.
Oh, no, definitely not.
You know? And I don't know. Why do we have console exclusivity?
Because everyone thinks they make the better games, bro.
Yeah. It's always going to be a constant competition to see who can make the better game.
But like, during like the 360 and PS2 era, like, they did away with that. The only one that was like that really was Halo.
Kingdom Hearts wasn't
for every console.
No, it was for PlayStation.
No. Kingdom Hearts was only for PlayStation. Kingdom Hearts 3 recently. Is the only one that was for both. It's PlayStation 2 only.
Yeah, that was the first time they did that, which was great for me because I didn't have a PlayStation and I could actually play it on the Xbox. But
yeah,
later, I think later on they did like the bundles for Xbox to where you could now play Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 and all the other stuff on Xbox. But yeah, it started out as an exclusive, and that's also why I really love like the fact that they did it with Kingdom Hearts is because now you're reaching out to a better fan base with like a quality game.
Yeah.
I feel like Halo could have exploded a little bit more if it was on PlayStation, but I mean, I understand why it was only on Xbox. But now Halo's on PC. I have it on PC now.
People think that Halo's been on PC. They took it away for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I remember being in college and watching my roommate play Halo 2 online.
Oh, yeah.
Like on a computer.
Oh, that's dope. I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
They only just recently like shut down the PC servers, but then they brought it back.
Yeah.
With the Master Chief Collection. So it's, you know.
Master Chief.
Yeah. It's like everyone thinks that like that's a big deal, and to me, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, if you grew up with the franchise, you knew it was on PC.
Yeah. I only ever knew it as like, it was on Xbox. I do remember briefly seeing that you could get it on PC. But again, when at that time I wasn't even into PC gaming, so I didn't really care for it. But yeah, they're slowly starting to roll out even more of them. Like Halo 4 isn't in the Master Chief one on PC, but they released it pretty recently for PC.
Halo Reach on the Master. I need to download. I need to get that going.
Yeah.
But. Like, so like the online play for Switch is really lacking. But do you think there's like a market for that outside of like Smash Bros? Well, I guess like Mario Kart, I played online a little bit.
No.
Well, that's the thing, like the whatchamacallit, the Mario Maker thing. You can do up to like 4 players like per level or whatever. Like there are multiplayer levels that people build and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And if you get one person with like bad internet, the whole thing is just like trash, dude.
Yeah.
It's absolute trash.
I guess I never viewed like Nintendo games and Nintendo systems as like online capable.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they also didn't really take into consideration when they were making the Switch. Like because these are so portable, it's very easy for me, you, and Daniel to all come together and play locally on the same internet and all be fine.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more reliable that way than having me play here at College Station trying to reach you in Louisiana, trying to reach Daniel in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're probably banking on the fact that like if people are going to play together, they're probably going to take their Switch and like be together.
Yeah.
That's true.
Another thing too is like when the GameCube came out, did the GameCube have online stuff?
No. A lot of it, that GameCube still was in that like split screen era. I remember because me and my younger brother would always play 007 GoldenEye. And like it was always split screen. Like any game on GameCube was mostly like split screen. And that's also what I want to see is a GameCube emulator on Nintendo Switch So Nintendo, get to work.
Yeah.
They had some on the Wii.
Yeah.
I think they've already put, did they put Metroid Prime on there? No, I guess not.
I think they put Metroid Prime on the on one of the emulators.
On one of them, right?
Yeah. So I think that, I don't know, it's so tough, dude, because, like, I want to play all these other games, but I just, yeah. I don't think they're going to release them all like that, and I don't think that they have a market to, like, fix the online that much. You're totally right about the marketing campaign that they did with the Switch. It was all like, okay, they're riding the bus together, and they're like, yeah, the two Joy-Cons, yeah, at the same time. Like, it was all one Switch. It wasn't them, like, trying to, which is, it's kind of cool. It's like, it's they're doing what we want them to do, you know, like, stop reverting, yeah, to all of us buying a Switch, but also it's caused them to have, like, a really bad online experience.
Yeah,
it's like kind of compromising one thing for another,
right?
Which, in all honesty, like, I'm perfectly fine with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I really if I'm gonna play online, I'm gonna play online on PC, on, like, or, like, my PlayStation. Like, if I'm using my Switch, I'm solely using it for those, like, one player, like, solo games, like, or if I'm with you two and we're playing, like, Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like true. Mario Party. But even then, we can play on one Switch. That's also another cool thing, is that when you get the Switch, you basically start out with two controllers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, we would have bought another controller already, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big fan of the Joy-Con that much.
Yeah.
But I also can't stand the button layout of the Switch. Like, why can't we make these things universal? Like, why can't the Xbox controller layout switch over to the Wii and switch over to the PS, to the PS4, PS5?
Dude, why does X have to be in, like, 30 different places?
Exactly. On 30 different controllers? Why does the X have to be everywhere? Why does the A have to be everywhere? Who puts P down at the bottom? Who does, yeah, that?
But I think it goes back to, like, that whole console exclusivity. Like, they just look different.
It's so annoying.
But yeah, it doesn't help at all.
Yeah, I know.
At all.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like, 99% of the reason why I die is because I hit the wrong button. Because I think I'm hitting a different button. That's it.
I pressed Y.
Exactly. Oh, wait,
sorry.
Yeah, this is one of the games where I actually have to map, or Smash is, like, one of the games where I actually have to map what I want in, like, the button layout, just because it's just, I can't stand the way they mapped it, and I can't stand how different it is from everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have to, like, manipulate it.
It's bad. It's weird. It's weird. It's not bad. It's weird.
Different.
Yeah.
It's different.
That's when you don't want to say something is weird, but it's weird.
Yeah. Different, you want to be PC about it, so you just say it's different.
No, honey, you're not weird. You're just different.
Oh, jeez.
No. He's just different. He's just different. Like, you're introducing your friends, like, no, he's just different.
He's just different.
Just a little bit different. Yeah. So have y'all seen all of these, like, cool trailers that have come out, dude? Like, The Haunting at Bly Manor.
I've seen Haunting at Bly Manor trailer. That looks creepy.
Oh, dude.
I'm ready for it, though. I'm ready for
spooky season. I'm so ready, dude. I'm so ready.
I think we talked about it last time, but I still have not seen it.
You need to see it. I need to watch it. Have you seen Hill House? No, right?
No. Oh, that's why. Because y'all said I need to see that one.
Yeah, you gotta see Hill House, bro.
Like, they're not connected, but they're, like, the same cinematic universe.
They have the same some of the same characters.
Some of the same actors, but it's kind of like American Horror Story, but, like, right, same actors, different story.
That's what I was thinking too, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty,
like,
cool.
The dad was there. I think the girl who played Elle was there. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah,
sure.
I need to watch it, but
you do.
I want to. It's actually on my watch list. The not the Bly Manor, the first one.
Well, yeah. It comes out on October 4th. Like October. Or October 9th, I think.
I think 9th. Yeah. October 9th.
Oh, so I got time.
And it's a 9-part series.
Got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I'll binge watch it.
Yeah, you should though. It's binge worthy.
Then your psyche's gonna break.
Yeah.
Is it a law that I have to watch it though at night?
Yes.
Kind of. Yeah. Okay.
You have to watch it at 3:33 a.m. The devil's hour. That's when you have to watch it.
Nothing good happens at 3 a.m.
it's really good.
And have y'all seen Croods?
No, but they're making a second one.
Yeah, and it looks really funny, dude.
with the cavemen?
Yeah, with the caveman stuff.
Or cave people, rather?
Yeah.
Yeah, cave people, cave not cavemen. Cave people, dude.
God. I knew you were going to say that.
Hey, Elijah?
Yeah?
Shut up.
I'm just telling you what the internet's going to tell you later, okay?
That's so true, though.
What the Canadian Prime Minister's going to say, okay?
I know, I get it.
Trying to be like him and just be really corrupt, but really PC.
So also big movie stuff is that the Black Widow got pushed it was set for November release, but it got pushed to May 2021 or something like that.
I'm surprised they just didn't do the Mulan route.
Yeah,
I feel like they would make bank with that if they did that.
I don't even know how good Mulan did. Like with the whole
thing. I still haven't seen it.
It did all I okay.
heard was like the backlash that it got, but that's it.
I heard that it's mediocre. Like it's so-so.
So
the thing is that'd be fine then. I would like it because I'm always gonna expect these like remakes to be either average or below average in comparison to like the cartoon version of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It says Mulan budget $200 million, box office $61.4 million. So that's like absolutely horrendous.
Well, how's Tenet doing? Is that doing good?
I don't know if Tenet is doing good either. It's just
I don't think any movie technically is doing good. Let's be honest here.
Ooh, that's a great question. Do you think they're kind of accommodating these numbers to kind of reflect like COVID times? Like, do you think they're just like? Because obviously when you go into a movie, if you have a $200 budget, you are wanting to make way more than that. But you with Mulan...
Like, the goal is to break even. Of course, the goal is to make a profit. But if you break even, you're okay. You know?
So then do you think movies are just kind of like, well, I mean, we're probably not going to break even, so we understand that. So we already know we're going to take that hit, but let's at least aim for X amount.
I mean, they do. They do that, but it's just.
I think they'll keep these movies in theaters longer, like to help make up for it. You know, like instead of it being there for like a 6 week cycle or 9 week cycle, if it's good, keep it in for like a 12 week cycle. Right. You know, right. And like that's a way to kind of do it because our Cinemark I think like just opened back up. That's here in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
So.
Ours have slowly opened up too.
We've talked about going, but we just haven't yet. Like, I mean, the only thing we've done so far is we've gone to Topgolf.
Yeah, and it probably doesn't help that like AMC, a lot of those that were open were still only offering like 15-cent movies, or 50-cent movies or whatever. So obviously that takes a hit there because those
food pricing super cheap.
Yeah,
and they're only doing like. You know, quarter to half filled theater. So you're not selling 100 seats. You're selling 50.
Yeah, they've spaced out the seating arrangement at our Cinemark. Everything's like at least 6 feet apart or whatever. And then whenever you order your seat or reserve your seat, it automatically cancels out the seat like the next two seats around you or whatever. Yeah. So that you're automatically distanced from everyone else. So you lose out on money there.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I don't know if it'll ever
weird thing. Like I kind of agree with the approach of just releasing it on a streaming service. Be like, "Hey, Tenet, HBO Max exclusive."
Yeah.
You know. And or
I guess the biggest thing with like releasing it on a specific streaming service is
you have to go get this streaming service.
Well, no, not only that, but pirating. Because pirating already happened, but like now this is making it so much easier for people to pirate the movie.
It's fine.
Huh?
As my brother would say, it's a victimless crime. It's fine.
It's a victim.
It's whatever.
I mean, you may see it like that, yeah, but I mean, I'm just seeing it more so like the people are still like, that's also a loss of money there.
Yeah, no, I jest. Don't pirate things.
Yeah, it's
for legal reasons we have to say don't pirate movies.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't to monetize our penny from this podcast.
Hey, FBI agent, if you're
don't to us, don't pirate our podcast.
Yeah. Please don't pirate.
Dude, I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of like, sad that like
they structure a deal to like, hey, on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, we'll release X movie, you know, for 12 weeks, you know,
yeah,
and then just go on those ratings. Like, how does something like Bird Box that Netflix makes money? How does that make money? You know,
well, probably because it was a low production budget, though. Like, they do low production budgets for movies on Netflix, like that are already there. You know, like when they when they plan for these to come out,
low budget.
What's that?
Wait,
Sandra Bullock is not low budget.
Well, yeah, but like, compared to a multi-million-dollar movie, I'm sure Bird Box's budget wasn't even that crazy. I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I'm gonna go ahead and
just spend a bunch of money and put it on there.
Yeah, it's less than $20 million.
Yeah,
like,
and I would even argue that probably a majority of that 20 mil may have gone to Sandra Bullock's salary. Like, I would say that they have at least like kind of designed that budget to fit around the stars that they want while making it within like a low budget movie, because they know they're gonna profit on just the fact that you have the subscription as is, you know?
Yeah.
I guess. I just don't see how they're making money off of it. Like, I know Bird Box was huge for like a week. It had all those really great memes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because they've done it well. They've done the low budgeting.
Yeah, I mean,
that movie
only really had like Sandra Bullock and then just like a bunch of forest scenes, you know? There's not a lot of like budget that goes into that. And it's they know that something like that. I mean, you're talking, all right, talk another low budget film, The Joker, you know, like Joaquin Phoenix. That's like $50 million budget. And that's really low compared to a bunch of these other movies, like any, like just name any freaking Marvel movie.
Black Widow cost a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah. Like any Marvel movie is like $200 million and up, you know, we're talking like Endgame, we're talking like multi-million dollar movies. So,
dude, imagine Endgame or Infinity War release this year. Oh my god!
Oh yeah, it would be trash, dude. Like, honestly,
probably would have killed it.
Oh yeah, they probably wouldn't be able to do that ever again.
I don't think they would. I don't think they would release it.
Yeah, they probably.
I think they would have made us wait even longer. Yeah,
that's why they're waiting for
like what, 4 years in between them.
Yeah, that's why they're waiting for Wonder Woman, dude. Like Wonder Woman, they're constantly pushing that back because that probably has a huge budget. Let me look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
It looked
up
World War II's budget, which is $4.1 trillion.
Sorry, what?
A WW2. All right, so $200 million dollar budget for Wonder Woman 2. So that's like, you know, that is.
Yeah.
Way more than a Netflix or even a HBO Max original series type of thing. Like, if they were to release that on HBO Max, they would definitely lose money. They would lose at least half of their budget, probably. Like, at least. So it's just, that's just how it works. The budgets for like TV, for Netflix movies, for Hulu movies, and you can tell them the quality and the production. A lot of it's CGI.
It was really good. Like, there were some kind of cheesy parts. The one with Michael Pena, and have you seen it, Chris? I don't want to spoil it for you.
Wait, sorry, what movie?
Called Extinction.
Oh, Extinction.
Oh, with
the guy from Ant-Man.
Is that, what's the one with Chris Hemsworth?
That is
Extraction.
Oh, that's Extraction.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
No. I've not seen Extinction. Okay. But, I mean, you can spoil it. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, he believes that like something big is crazy happening because they're having these nightmares, but like the whole plot is that it's like Terminator, like the robots rose up and like kicked all the humans off, and the humans went outer space, mm-hmm. and then they came back and they think that they're aliens, And it's a whole plot twist of like Michael Pena really is the robot and like the aliens are the humans, like the role reversed.
Oh.
So this one's interesting, dude. It was originally scheduled for a theatrical release in 2018 by Universal Pictures. So this actually has a major studio's budget probably. So it was pulled from the release schedule, and then later on, I guess a month later, it was reported that Netflix had acquired it, and they were going to release it there, so they released it on Netflix.
That's crazy. Netflix just bought a film.
Yeah. That's crazy. So that's funny that you say that. You noticed the actual, like, the actual quality of the film.
Yeah.
Let me see. Box office.
I'm trying to think of other ones that are like that, but...
So you noticed the quality of the film, and that's because it actually came from a legit studio first and not just Netflix, but it was released on Netflix. That's crazy.
Yeah. See, I thought it was a Netflix film all the way through.
No, yeah, it started. That's crazy. I'm trying to find the budget. It's but not a lot of.
Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to Michael Pena.
Because I love that guy. He's in one of my favorite movies, Shooter, with Marky Mark.
Yeah.
I love that one. Amy Adams, I believe, Kate Mara. I think it's Kate Mara is in that movie as well.
Oh yeah, that's a good movie, man. That is a good movie.
They made like a series on like TNT or whatever, and
I
wouldn't bother with it.
Yeah. I do recognize that series too, but it's weird.
Nah, he's good. He's in some stuff. He's good.
Nice. So but, what about
like how does like Prime Plus has this thing too, like where they're making their own original content. Like they have John Krasinski, you know.
Yeah, Ryan or whatever was Jack Ryan, Splinter Cell or whatever.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy. Yeah.
And like, how do they make money off of just having that show? Like, because people, I guess, buy the Amazon Prime membership and then they get access to it.
I think it's a little bit different with Amazon though, because they have income coming in everywhere else.
Well, the reason why you get it is because you have a Prime membership and you get that because of your 2-day shipping. That's why.
Yeah. Right. So I don't
for any other reason. If you do, you're a loser.
I think that's why like they're able to just do these exclusive series without even worrying about making a profit or anything.
Yeah.
Because they garner so much income from everything else they do. Literally everything else. I'm surprised they don't have like their own
$1 trillion business,
own hospital. You know what I mean? Like I'm surprised they don't have that yet. But like the money they get, they could easily just pay John Krasinski and then just be like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a very, very small financial dent, and they just earn that back the next day.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I literally just bought something off of Amazon.
Yeah. So
we bought a bunch of stuff off Amazon the other day for the wedding to get this stuff like sorted out. So we are a week away from the wedding, and you know, I'm not nervous.
Don't be
nervous. Excited. I'm ready to pack. I'm ready to get the stuff done. And we just ordered a bunch of stuff off Amazon. We got some of it today. So
nice.
I can't lie, dude. I am super excited to be in like a wedding setting with like you guys and like us celebrating like one of our friends getting married. Like I'm stoked, and I know we're gonna like I'm excited for it. I've been like counting down, you know, like Xing out the days on the calendar.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing too. I've been like trying to like, because there was some prep work that I needed to do, and I'm like, okay, I can't do it this week. Okay, I can't do it this week. Okay, now I can do it, you know?
Dang.
And then I go off and I run and I do it, and I come back and I'm like, okay.
I hate
that. Like, I can't go get a haircut yet. I have to get it on the 30th.
Yeah.
I hate not being able to do stuff because of the timeline, you know? Like, I'm a kind of guy that just wants to do it and, like, get it over with and make sure it's done off the checklist or whatever.
Yeah.
But, man.
It's so, like, I made two huge checklists for packing and then for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finally starting to get, like, family members, like, when are you coming in? What are we doing? Stuff like that. And so, like, putting together the itinerary. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Itinerary.
Yeah.
Are y'all doing a honeymoon thing?
No.
No, you're not going?
Not yet.
Not going anywhere? Okay. I mean, I didn't know, but so, I mean, that's true.
Because Val doesn't have vacation time. And I know once I start a job, I won't have vacation time.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. And we already live together and stuff, so at you know, we don't really need a honeymoon. But yes, we do. Have talked about going on one later on, like probably 2021.
Yeah.
One of the destinations we thought about was Charleston.
Nice.
That'll be fun.
Oh yeah, it's low key romantic. Low key.
Low key romantic. Not high key, low key.
No, yeah. It's low key. You gotta take it to like the cool spots, like where they filmed Gone with the Wind and stuff like that, like on that big plantation. Boone Plantation.
Yo, is there a lighthouse there?
In Charleston?
In Charleston, South Carolina. Or like somewhere on the coast?
Probably somewhere on the coast of South Carolina, but I'm not sure in Charleston vicinity now.
Dang. All right.
I know there's Fort Sumter, but that's not a lighthouse. And there's Moultrie. Moultrie has a fort there as well. But I don't think any lighthouses are there.
Because I'm like, we're going to low key go with you guys on your honeymoon.
Y'all are. Yeah.
Me and Emily. And Chris is invited too.
Yeah.
Y'all just let me know. Because I'll need to plan out how I'm going to get a date.
Hey.
Dude, look at the College of Charleston, where it's like 80% female and they're all art students. You're going to be fine.
Oh, I don't need a date then.
You're fine. Like Miley Cyrus was supposed to go there. There's a huge rumor when I was there that Miley Cyrus was supposed to go to CFC to do like music, whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Never planned out, but.
That's so good. That's great. That's better that it didn't. So, Chris. Tell us a little bit about this Dr. Dre drama that you've been alluding to.
Oh, this has been so bad. Can you do me a favor and look up the list that Dr. Dre's wife asked for?
All right.
So basically, Dr. Dre, and this happened like a week ago. We're a little behind on kind of talking about it, but I still wanted to talk about it because of the demands. But not too long ago, Dr. Dre's wife Dr. Dre and Dr. Dre's wife are getting a divorce. And so they're all working that out. You know, apparently Dr. Dre is kind of, you know, physically abusive, which everybody already knew at the beginning. But no one said anything.
Hmm.
So the terms at which she demanded were released. And we don't know if this is true. This is all alleged. But she's demanding $2 million a month. And the funny thing is a lot of people were kind of like questioning it. And she came out and said, well, her actual monthly expense is $2.5 million, but she's only asking for $2 million, which is funny because she's making it seem like she's doing him a favor by asking for just $2 million rather than 2.5.
Okay.
But if you scroll up a little bit, oh, wait, actually, yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
Scroll down. So the first thing on this is $900 for it. Yes. My question, and I heard this from this podcast that I listened to, and it's a great point. But if you're asking for $900 of entertainment, what are you doing? It's COVID times. There's nothing. You're not leaving.
$20,000 for telephone.
Yes.
What kind of service you have on the telephone?
Okay,
service?
Hold on. Let's look at the new clothes. So yeah, she's spending $135,000 on new clothes, and the very next line item is $10,000 for housekeeping and laundry service.
Well, you got to take care of all the new clothes, dude.
If you're spending $135,000 on new clothes, you don't need house cleaning. You just get new clothes.
Gosh.
Where? Okay.
Dr. Dre got with a crazy person.
Really?
$60,000 for tuition and living expenses.
That's normal. That's like a normal college debt. So she probably just.
But
went
every
to like
month a though.
College. Oh yeah.
For a month.
Yeah. I'm right around there.
And also $125,000 for charitable contributions. How nice.
Oh good.
That's very exact too. And then $100,000 for the mortgage. Whew.
I think they took it off the list, but that $20,000 for telephone is also supposed to be for email services as well. Unless you're using AOL as your email services, there's no reason why you need $20,000 for a telephone.
Dude.
And email services.
Like, what major phone provider charges you $20,000 a month for – that's just ridiculous. This is
I expect no drop calls, unlimited text, unlimited –
Yeah, she's paying for like a business. She's paying like full business.
A young person a long time ago at a bank. Hey, y'all know that like A, Hulu was free at one point, and B, we had to pay for text messaging.
Yeah.
They straight up just laughed at me.
Bro.
They're like, who pays for text messaging? And I was like, when it was first invented, I had 100 a month and I went over by thousands and
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Have you been in trouble for going over?
Oh my god,
dude!
Yeah,
I was. Yeah, I was also very much in trouble.
I was the first person on my family plan to be unlimited, and it was lonely for texting.
Dude, because the thing is, when that happened, people were still calling, so you would have unlimited minutes, but then you would have to like switch to texting.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, everybody, like, I was in middle school when this happened, so everybody was going over so quick.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, everybody got their phone, like, in middle school, and, like, literally a week after, like, some of my friends had their phone, they'd be like, yeah, I already got it taken away. And it's like, I went over my text by a lot.
The first month, I did, like, maybe, like, 10, and then I got a girly friend, and... It shot up to like, I think the highest volume I had was like 4,500 in a month.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad showed me the bill and he's like, what the are you doing, dude?
Yeah, dude. I had to wait till like 9 p.m. to call Emily sometimes.
When it was all free.
Yeah.
After like 8 or 9 p.m., everything was free.
Yeah, that was it. We had to wait.
But then those I was telling days, them that free, and they were like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, Hulu should be free. Like you would still have ads and stuff on there, and the content would be delayed, but you could just watch it for free.
Yeah.
Like I used to watch Modern Family on there for free, and it'd come out the next day, so it'd be like a day behind. And The Office was a week behind. NBC was always a week behind, but I didn't have to pay for any of that stuff. And now we have to pay for Hulu. Well, we have somebody else. I mean." I don't pay for any subscription except for like ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
He tried to make that real
quick. Yeah, he tried it.
And I'm not renewing it, so you know.
I remember, I think it was the thing is like when I got a cell phone, I forgot I had a cell phone for a while because I didn't really like text anybody and all my friends lived in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we were still in that mentality. You see all the bikes. That's where we're at for the day. So go there. So like my parents got me and I was just like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then, but like a month later when like all my friends started getting phones and like we started texting and I started texting my friends and like, I learned that I have crushes on girls and things like that. Like I text them. It's like that started popping up and then that's when it got out of hand.
I feel funny.
High school.
What was that?
Like, that's when I got my first cell phone. And my first cell phone was my dad's phone, this little Nokia brick.
Nokia brick.
Years that he gave to my brother that he had for 2 years and then he gave to me.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I got those because like I would stay I'd either go early into school to do marksmanship or to hang out or whatever, and then I'd always stay after school for marksmanship or you know ROTC practice or whatever. And so my parents were like, yeah, just call us whenever you need to pick up or whatever. And so here's the phone. Like, that's how I got my phone.
Yeah.
But I got it super late compared to, like, a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, back onto the whole divorce thing. I just think it's a bit outlandish, especially since, hold on, they had a prenup.
Oh.
They have a prenup. But
is she going without the prenup?
Well, apparently Dr. Dre had torn it up, like, after the fact to, like, kind of prove that he was in it for the long haul, obviously. I don't know how true that is. All of this is alleged. All of this I'm hearing from Twitter is mainly my source and also some random E! News or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, again, that list has not been solidified. I just think it's so hilarious that she said her usual monthly expense is 2.5, but she's going down to 2.
entertainment. Is she going to like a bouncy castle and then just living there?
Yeah, right.
Every month, dude, like it must be lit over where she's at, dude.
Yeah.
And just hangs out there for hours on end. That's how you can rack it up easy.
And you're right, yeah. Like it's COVID. Like Netflix is only $15 a month. Like there's not right? There's not a lot of stuff going on the streaming yeah. world. Even if you have all the streaming services, it does not come out to that yeah. much.
But I also am on the other sites where, like, you know, the rumor has he has been like physically abusive, and he still is, like,
yeah,
also, like, yeah, get your bag, get your money if you want to yeah. try to like get your it, I don't know, there's yeah. a lot of gray area in between, but I mean, some of these rumors, just hearing about them, it's like who wrote Here's this? My who's your lawyer?
Yeah,
Bezos, take note. Okay, you already lost Bezos. Half of your empire.
The thing
get
is
a printout with the next girl.
Yes, yeah. yes, that, but also I don't think Jeff Bezos even really cared. I think he knew he was going to lose this money, but he was like, I'm going to make this all back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, he took it in half, and he excelled on his half, and his ex-wife, I think, really just uses it for, like, charity and stuff. But yeah. I think she went in and, like bought Amazon stock once it got diluted again or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she bought out of shares with her money, so.
She needs an accountant for sure, like yeah. help her out with all that.
But Jeff Bezos's ex has been like donating a lot of it to charity, so yeah. I like kudos to her. A lot of the money that she's been getting from like alimony and whatever, she just throws it back to charity.
It's been a lot worse, like publicly and yeah. reputation wise than what it was. I think it was actually pretty civil.
Yeah. She I feel like she, of all people, is actually coming out looking awesome compared to yeah. Jeff Bezos, because Jeff Bezos now is just yeah.
Jeff Bezos. Have yeah, you seen like a before Jeff Bezos, like before he was Amazon famous?
No,
no.
Like, what did he look? Looks like a brawny, malnourished child, and now no. he looks thick.
He looks
and
thick.
Bald.
Yeah.
Like it's like look up Jeff Bezos from like 1993, I think, is when Amazon started. Like 1983. And like look at him then and then look at him now. Like, oh my God.
Oh, okay. All right.
The power of money. LeBron spends $1 million a year on his body. Jeff Bezos spends some money on his body.
He looks like he's a funny looking dude in all these pictures though. Like look at this guy right here, dude. He's weird looking.
He kind of looks like remember the turtle club?
Yeah, the turtley club, yeah.
He looks like that.
This is what you're talking about. Yeah, he has like hair. Like,
yeah, and like his neck is real thin, and like he was scrawny.
Yeah.
Oh, like look at that one on the second row, more to the right. Here. Right there.
Yeah, dude.
Like compared to those two pictures, dude.
Yeah, he looks ripped. Oh, dude. Yeah, that is him. Oh crap. Yeah, I thought that was just like another guy.
Yeah, that's him now.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's mostly like he got single or no, not really single, because I think he's dating the woman that he was cheating on his wife with,
like a Mexican weather girl or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but now he's just like has the time to work out more so.
He's like next to Vin Diesel and The Rock in this picture, photoshopped.
Yeah, like he went from like real scrawny to thick, and that's what money does.
That's what money does.
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I wonder if he's gonna get that Elon Musk like cybernetic implant.
Oh, maybe they're all together.
Elon Musk like tested a cybernetic implant on like a mouse, and it was like successful.
What
so.
What is this for? To never age?
No, it's to like access like Google from your brain.
Yeah, have your like social and your credit card, and all you gotta do is just be like, "Hola," and it'll do it.
It just pops up on like your brain, and it's like a voice, just like the Amazon voice is telling you.
Get rid of
we have
phones
deals.
And get rid of phones and wallets and everything.
Yeah.
All the unnecessary stuff that we carry in our pockets.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch the Emmys?
No, I heard it was terrible.
Ever. But it was Jimmy Kimmel again. Like, get a new fucking host, dude. Jimmy Kimmel is not funny.
Nah. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say about the Emmys. It happened.
I watched this like clip of Anthony Anderson and Jimmy Kimmel when they were like awarding something, and Anthony Anderson was like saying his speech, and I just saw Jimmy Kimmel like looking super like uncomfortable and like
he's awkward, bro.
Super awkward, and I was like, dude, I can't deal with it.
like him and Anthony Anderson standing next to each other, and they had like a bunch of like really awkward people. They had like they put like Mark Zuckerberg, you know, on there. Yeah.
Funny. It just doesn't work when you have a bunch of other celebrities clapping for you and like, you know, well, I don't know.
The only one was that Ricky Gervais speech about like he's just roasting them, and gold. They're like all awkwardly clapping and laughing, but
it was so true.
He's just shit out of them.
Go in, dude. Hell yeah. That's what we need is people to go in on Hollywood.
Yeah, that was the realist. That was the realist.
Alex back, put him on the Supreme Court, and he will unravel even more pedo rings.
Oh, God.
And he'll find out why the frogs are turning gay.
In other news, Red Lobster partnering with Mountain Dew on the Dew-garita cocktail. Let's go.
Next to me, I'm going to get one.
Let's go, dude.
I'm so excited.
They're saying that it pairs perfectly with the Cheddar Bay biscuits, which I totally, I'm skeptical, but I'm down.
If I were to start drinking again, that would probably be the thing I try because it has Mountain Dew in it.
Dude,
good old faithful Mountain Dew.
Like, be honest right now. I'll be $1.50. Like, Mountain Dew goes good with, like, anything.
That's true.
You got Mountain Dew in Malibu. You got Mountain Dew in Sky. You got Mountain Dew in whatever the heck you want.
That's true.
Mountain Dew and probably that the Red Stag, Jim Beam Red Stag.
Oh, yeah, dude. That'll probably that's like,
Oh, so we brought, Val found some Red Stag. We brought that to like a birthday party for one of the residents.
Ooh.
Everyone loved it. And then they made the most outrageous drink ever. Like, I could tell they were drunk because they were drinking this thing. It was one part like this Smirnoff infusion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what it is, but it was like a watermelon vodka thing. It's like one part that. One part Fireball, and we were like, no, girl, go get you some Jack Daniel Fire. Get rid of this kiddie stuff. We're not at CFC anymore.
Yeah.
And then, like, X amount of Sprite, and then they mixed that together. That's good. Val compared it to a fruit roll-up.
Oh. Ooh. What the heck?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good in a drink, dude. Fruit roll-ups.
I know. I don't want to drink a fruit roll.
I'll eat one, but...
It was okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, Val and this girl we were with, they had like three each. And they kept complaining about the fruit roll-up thing. And I thought she meant fruit by the foot, but apparently it's different. And then I pointed out that the fruit's misspelled. It's like Fruit Loops.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Another one.
F-R-O-O-T.
Another one. Yo, I need to show y'all something, though.
What?
Get ready. Japan, dude. They're doing it, dude. The Japan's doing it, bro. They made a Gundam, dude. They made a Gundam, man. We're like
fully functional.
It's just a robot, basically. It's just a giant robot. It's 60 feet tall, weighs 24 tons, and they're speeding up the video so it looks more like fluid, but yeah, it's all on like a
Olympics. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. They had rumors that they were trying to use it for the Olympics.
Dude, that's
the Gundam.
Dude,
they already made it. Like, we'll just keep it here.
We're one step closer to like robot battles, dude, in space.
Y'all remember the old school like Gundam Wing?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Like, I just pictured that. Like, let's we're gonna be fighting these things in suits in space.
Let's go, dude. We're one step closer. One step closer to robot fights.
I'm ready for robot fights.
Emily was like, oh, they're just gonna be like, psych, we're Imperial again, and then like try to like fight everyone with robots. Crazy.
Alrighty. Do you have any more updates other than that?
No, man. I mean, I'm just I think that's it. I think we're chilling.
All right. Well, get ready because we're gonna start training for these Gundam fights soon. I'm about to go jump on some Gundam game and train. That's
cool
what we need: a Gundam game on the Switch, so we can use the Joy-Cons.
That is dope. Yeah, I'll be down.
Get like a foam sword and everything.
Yeah, dude.
I remember there used to be a tabletop like miniatures game called Mech Wars, and there used to be a video game too, like Mech Wars, something like that.
They have it. I think there's one that just released on PC.
Yeah. There used to be like a tabletop version of it though.
Yeah.
And I remember playing that a little bit. So I'm ready. I have the strategy. I'm ready.
I have the strategy. It's just the fighting now.
Get ready.
Scrolling of the dice. Gotta hit those sixes.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. So I think we're gonna end it there. It's been nice talking to you guys. Talking about Elijah's first Switch experience. Nice talking about some divorce hearings, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's very nice, but Alrighty. Well, thank you guys for listening. Be sure to share, subscribe, listen to us wherever you get your podcast from. Also watch us on YouTube. We go live on Facebook as well, so that's awesome if you guys are watching. Stay tuned. On our next episode, we will talk about, I don't know. We're going to talk about something cool, though. But yeah, it's been another episode of The Thought Arcade. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a positive review and follow us for future episodes. You can follow us on Twitter at ThoughtArcade1 and on Instagram at ThoughtArcade. Thank you for listening and go be great.